everybody, welcome back to Ping. This is episode 56.
56, Paul!
That's 8 times 7.
I think he's brilliant.
Wow, that's amazing. That's 56 weeks of us bringing you the hottest stories that Microsoft has to offer. But in that 56 weeks, we took a 2-week hiatus.
We did.
We did. You've been pingless for 2 weeks, so I know you've been starved, so we're back. And Paul, why don't you tell us, where have you been?
I've been at the Microsoft Management Summit in fabulous Las Vegas.
Downtown Las Vegas.
Yep, got to stay at the Palazzo, got to get my little gamble on.
Right on.
And it was a lot of fun. The best thing was that I got to meet a bunch of people from my extended team in the Management Services Division, so shout out to my new friends in the System Center team. That was a ton of fun. Got to speak with some customers, do some focus groups, talk with MVPs and some of our partners, and have a few interviews that will trickle into some future episodes of Ping.
Yeah, look for it next week. And you also got to open.
Oh, yeah.
As comedian opener act at the Excalibur for
Louis Anderson.
Right on.
He's been doing comedy.
I didn't even know he was alive.
Yeah, he's been doing comedy for 31 years. He's had his own animated TV show.
Awesome.
Very fantastic guy, and he allowed me to do my PowerPoint comedy in Vegas with just a couple technical glitches here and there. But it was a great experience, and I look forward to doing again sometime in the next.
Cool. Well, at least
months.
You weren't off just like squandering your time on the beach, just like I was.
Yeah.
Cool. We've got a special guest in house today, so let's get the show started.
Let's do it. All right, so in the studio today, we have Nasha Fitter, who's from the Startup Business Group here at Microsoft. Nasha and Jay were with us a few months back, and we talked about the multi-point mouse SDK. And so she's back in the studio. What are we talking about today?
Today we're talking about Microsoft Mouse Mischief, which is an application that we just launched on Friday. We hope you all go download it. And on the last segment that I was on, we talked about applications that partners like Scholastic had built on our multi-point mouse SDK. And today we're talking about Mouse Mischief, which is an application we have built internally on the SDK. And it's very cool. We built it actually leveraging PowerPoint. So PowerPoint is the authoring tool, which we all love. And so here we go.
Great, let's take a look at it.
Okay,
let's get into it.
So we just go to Microsoft PowerPoint, and Mischief works on 2007 or 2010. And as you notice, this is the Microsoft PowerPoint ribbon. And now I've got my multiple mouse tab that has seamlessly integrated into the PowerPoint ribbon, which is very, very cool. And so I go to my normal PowerPoint slide, and I can insert now an interactive multiple mouse slide.
Do I get to play now?
Not yet, just calm down.
I want to play.
So we're going to pretend that I'm a teacher right now, and I'm creating a presentation. And to make it exciting, I'm going to...
Can I use the bathroom?
No. Is it lunchtime?
It's not. It's wow. So let's say I add a multiple choice slide. As you notice, I go to my bar, and I can pick from 2 to 10 choices. I'll do 4. And I'm going to pick a question that these guys may know the answer to.
I got this one.
I don't know if I'm sure. Can I cheat off Paul?
Yeah, just follow my mouse.
So it's that simple. I just add an interactive question. I can also add a drawing slide, which is I get a palette, and you know I can say... something really easy.
I can draw an angle.
So it's that simple to author, and you can go and insert pictures. You can use the rest of PowerPoint. I can put shapes in and lines, etc. So I'm going to actually go to a presentation I've already created.
All right.
So this is all what the teacher's done beforehand, and now we're in class, right?
Exactly.
So now can I play?
Yes, you can. So what I'm going to do is go and hit play slideshow, and I'm going to give each one of my students a mouse, and you could use any wireless 2.4 gigahertz mouse, or you could use a wired mouse. And all you do is connect it to a hub.
I was going to have the red one.
First, I've come here, and as you can see, I'm going to be the teacher. And I come to my first screen, and I get to choose individual and team mode. And we've created two different modes. Team mode, people can actually interact in teams, which is exciting. And it involves collaboration in the classroom. For right now, let's go to individual.
All right.
And
ooh,
now
I
all
see
the kids say, click me.
I'm the teardrop, for those of you gambling at home.
Yeah.
Placing wagers.
I am the extinct dinosaur.
Exactly, and you have to hit click me.
Already you're behind.
Fine.
So I know how many players are there. Now I've got special teacher controls, and I go on to the next slide. And this is just my typical PowerPoint slide I've created.
Okay.
I'm, you know, teaching angles today. I hope these guys are, you know, learning.
Got it.
Okay,
obtuse.
We go to the first slide, and they've got to answer a question. And you know, they're both correct, which is amazing.
But who answered first?
You did answer.
Who answered first?
Yeah, this is the problem.
Yeah.
Okay.
What else we got?
I can also insert pictures, like I mentioned. And they're very fast.
Good.
They're good. I can now. This is a drawing slide I've created. They're going to draw an angle, and I'm going to start a timer so they.
Do I get to pick a color?
You pick a color, okay. And then you start drawing. And now, if they're getting out of hand, I can hide all their mice. So as a teacher, you've always got control over, you know, rowdy students.
There you go.
That's very, very good. And you can create, you know, very interesting things with the drawing slide. Here they have to circle parts of the drawing.
What part? Oh, circle the obtuse angle. Sorry.
Exactly.
This is getting complicated.
Yep.
Okay.
It is complicated.
We get it.
We get it.
Well, I have to switch colors.
So the cool thing is that, you know, most teachers already use PowerPoint, but PowerPoint on its own does not help interactivity happen in the classroom. So we thought, hey, what if we can find a way to do that?
This is fun. How many mice can you have at the one time? Four?
You can have 25 mice.
Wow. 25 mice on one
approximately machine. 25 mice. It depends on your, you know, the hardware you have,
right.
Etc.
Now, but imagine though, if you you know, projected it onto a big wall. Obviously, we're not going to put 25 mice on your laptop here, but
that's
that
right.
Would be great in a classroom.
Exactly. The kids are more engaged. The second a child sees their little cursor, they get excited. They're engaged. So a boring lecture on
excited.
Angles.
You
exactly.
I think everyone knows that you were very excited.
I'm excited.
So she's excited. Okay, so it gets engagement.
Very cool.
Up. And for a teacher, it's great. So imagine if one of these kids were shy, which would have been great, actually, and doesn't tend to participate often. As a teacher, this time, every student will participate, because as you notice, their names aren't on the cursors, so they don't, you know, you don't...
Anonymity.
There exactly. You go. You have anonymity.
It's kind of like my Xbox Live gamer profile. It's like, nobody knows who DJ Cod is.
Now they do.
Now we do. So as a teacher, you have full comprehension how your class is doing, if no one understood your lecture or
right.
not. And it's easy on the budget. You already know how to use PowerPoint. Mice are the cheapest peripherals on the market. So we think this is going to be
great.
A big hit.
Thank you very much. And it's free and it's available now?
It's totally free. It's Microsoft.com/mousemischief. Download it. Try it.
Cool.
Load presentations. Oh, and the one last thing is what we've done here. We've created a launcher where you can actually go to Office Online and download presentations we've already created. So you can get that angles one if you like that. We've got tons of other ones. And as a teacher or anyone, you can come and upload your own presentation and get ranked.
Very cool.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, it'd be great if the Niners out there, if you download this and you create something cool and you want to show it off to us and we think it's cool, we'll put it up here on Ping.
Or if she thinks it's cool.
Oh, yeah. Well, we'll have Nasha back in 3 months to do some rating.
Yeah, I'm easy.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Paul, we recently made an announcement that Windows 7 Embedded has now been released and is available for people to start using in their devices.
Yep.
And I'm a little iffy on all of what this means to me as a consumer. Can you sort of help me out?
So you as a consumer,
yes.
It will not really mean anything to you for a little while yet. We have to have our partners and developers put together the embedded OS into devices and have it come out into the mainstream. So in the coming months and coming years, what it'll mean to you is that there will be new things like set-top boxes
yep.
that run the Windows 7 embedded, because now it includes Media Center.
Mm-hmm.
So there can be some really cool integrated media experiences and much fancier set-top boxes. People will embed it into TVs,
mm-hmm.
into connected media devices, into like miscellaneous like wall displays, maybe even slot machines. So if you go to Vegas, who knows, maybe someday you can get your Windows 7 phone to talk to your slot machine. That way you won't even have to put in money. It'll just withdraw it from your subconscious.
I would like that. I remember I was kind of blown away when I started looking into this, and it happened because the Imagine Cup has a embedded design category. And I started learning so many things that run the Windows operating system, but that you would never know.
Right.
Like many, many kiosks. They apparently, a lot of the eye in the sky security cameras in Vegas are all running some sort of Windows or Microsoft embedded program. So it's kind of amazing how much like Microsoft technology is surrounding us, but you just have no idea.
It's all over the place.
Yeah.
They're actually, in this article, it says that today there are 16 billion embedded devices out there, and by 2020 that number will increase to 40 billion. It's unbelievable.
Everywhere.
Yeah, some of the funny things that I've seen online, like there will be like these huge billboard displays with like a massive blue screen.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that's probably Windows embedded somewhere along.
You didn't just say that. Yeah. You didn't just say that.
It's funny. I mean,
now
it
what about now that we're going to be or people are going to be embedding Windows 7? I wonder what that's going to mean for sort of touch capabilities, because that's the big thing with Windows 7. I would imagine there's somebody out there. It's got a cool brainchild or two.
Yeah, I'm sure there'll be, slate computers and other miscellaneous things that will have the display and all that. One thing I thought was interesting, though, is that the initial name of this was Windows Embedded Standard 2011. So I don't know if that means...
So we ship prior to expected.
I don't know
weird
if that...
quick.
Yeah, I don't really know what that means, but now...
Or just to throw people off.
That's right.
You never know.
Oh, we're going to throw off our competitors. Like, this won't be out till
we're going to call it 2030 and then give it to them in 2029.
Boom. Stock price increase.
Smart.
Stat. All right, you know how much I love social media.
Well, Paul, you've got to get your friends somewhere, and if you can't have them in real life, I really suggest you go virtual.
Yeah, I completely agree. So I'll be barbecuing on my Farmville this weekend, if you guys would like to stop by. But
we'll have a tweet up about it.
It just amazes me at how many people are on the internet and how interactive people are with everything that goes on. There's something called the social media clock that was created by Gary Hayes.
This is cool.
And it's really cool. It's similar to the national debt clock that we have that just counts up our trillions.
But not nearly as depressing.
Yeah, not nearly as much as me owing $41,000 in debt, because that's my contribution to the 300 million people that need to pay off $12.8 trillion. But I digress. This social media clock talks about how many new users there are on Twitter and Facebook, how many tweets, how many blogs,
how many YouTube videos,
how many SMSs are sent like every second. So you just go to this site and it'll just start counting up the seconds, and then it'll just start showing you all the thousands and thousands and millions of things that are going on in the
web.
But
now it doesn't start from the second you log on.
It does.
Oh, it does. Okay, yeah. So I was wondering where hour zero was. It starts from the second you log on, so it's constantly refreshing at zero.
Yep, and you can also choose like one day in the future, 1 week, 1 month, 1 year, so you can say like 1 month from now, how much crap would have been put online.
Right, so all of this time that I've been telling you about the importance of social networking and social media and for... tweeting, but all of it combined, and you've just been like, boo, 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 nobody cares. Obviously, this is making an impact, Paul. When is it going to get through the skull?
I would love this thing to count like how many times someone says, oh, I had Frosted Flakes for breakfast. I'm pretty sure that'd be half the tweets.
You don't get it.
There.
You don't get it. One day.
One
you
day.
You see it. Ah!
Wait, what was
through.
That?
Ah! The skies will part, the heavens you will understand. Go to the next story.
Next.
I don't want to sing again. All right. If any of you guys out there, or you, Paul, have ever seen Steve Ballmer, you know he's a passionate man. He's
an excitable man.
And I love him. He goes big or he goes home. Apparently, he has announced...
Goes to Bogota, Colombia.
He's awesome. That he projects and expects Project Natal to be the most exciting project that Microsoft releases this year.
Yeah. Yeah, he went down to Bogota, Colombia, and talked with a bunch of CEOs, and when they asked what they thought the biggest thing from Microsoft would be this year, he actually, instead of talking about all these big business bets that directly influence these CEOs, he said Project Natal.
What about Windows Phone 7?
I mean, we have lots of great things, but the most exciting...
Hello? I mean, I'm more excited about Windows Phone 7.
That's because you've got 300,000 views on your
No, because it's something I want and I'll use every day.
Yeah.
I think Natal is going to be great, and I respect the, progress that it has shown in the advancements in technology, but I think it's something that I'm more excited about, that I'll have in my hand and want to, I'll buy. I'm going Windows Phone 7, but I guess he's speaking in terms of,
But that's not all.
Oh, Paul, please enlighten me.
I was just making a pun on the Natal name.
That's not all. I'm slow today.
See?
You know, your shoelace is untied.
Yeah.
But what with Natal is, like, even though it's right now it's just a consumer device that's coming out this fall that has the camera, the microphone, like, this will become the new user interface. It's the newy. It's something that's going to be integrated into our daily lives in the near future is what Ballmer said. And I think it'd be amazing that if I can control things, like even phones, like if they can start doing gesture manipulation with phones, like if your phone's going off across the room and it can see
I get that, but if you watch any of our videos, from TechFest this year. There's so many sort of new natural user interface devices out there, and ways that we can do, I mean, push your buttons on your skin. There's gloves that do Minority Report recreation. So I understand that that's where the future of computer is going, obviously with all the speech, voice recognition. We've talked about some of this stuff on previous shows. But I feel like I just really want to have the phone in my pocket.
Okay.
There you go.
So
I'm just saying, Balmer, if you want to chat
Windows
over lunch,
Phone 7 from
call
Laura
me.
Foy,
you know my alias.
Natal.
Just give me an email.
Steve Balmer.
I don't really like talking on the phone.
Okay. All right, that's our show for Ping 56.
Okay.
It was ooh, nice coming back here to bright and sunny Seattle from shiny Las Vegas. But before we go, we would like to throw to the newest live action trailer coming from Halo.
Yeah, it's a live action trailer for a video game.
Yeah.
So, and we're going to show it to you now, but I want you guys to comment. Tell us what you think, because we have mixed reviews. But we don't want to burden you with our opinions. We want to hear yours.
Okay.
Right? All right, so we're out of here.